Going to look at mostly the Sfasenis on Shkolim from Shnas Toch Reish Mem Beis. This Shabbos is Shabbos Shkolim, and perhaps toward the end of our study from Toch Reish Mem Dal, we'll also be able to bring in a pasuk from Parshas Mishpatim, from the week's Parsha. The question that the Sfasenis raises is quite interesting. The Masechta Shkolim begins Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph Shkolim Mashmiyin Al Hashkolim VaAl Hakilayim. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Beis Din announces everyone must get ready to give Machzis Hashekel, the year and the cycle of our obligations for funding Karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash is just 1 month away. So we're going to start to prepare the funds that will be used for the purchase of karbanos and for the ingredients for lechem apanim, shnei lechem, and klein, because it's almost springtime and there are the beginnings of plantings, but you have to separate that which you're not allowed to see them together intermingled, and the grain seeds that you're going to be planting should also be checked, and foreign seeds should be culled. There's only a certain amount that you're allowed, even accidentally, to allow in the mix of your seeds. So that's what the Mishnah there is describing. And the Sfasenis says, like, really, what do they have to do with one another? Besides the fact that they're done and fulfilled at the same time of the year, but why Mashmin al Hashkolim v'al Hakilayim? What's the relationship between the two? He says a fascinating thing. Ki hatzdoka miyuchad Livnei Yisrael, because the way we do tzedakah, the manner in which we, the sense with which we do tzedakah, the devotion, the kavanos, and the altruism of our tzedakah is unique. It's miyuchad livnei Yisrael. V'hu edus al nedivus b'nei Yisrael. Given the tzedakah, which is what it is, it's a token half shekel. It's not a lot of silver, and it's across the board. It's the same for all of us. Is a way of describing how everybody in Klal Yisrael has a certain nedivus alev, has a certain devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baal Kein Ksiv, that's why it says, Mishle, Tzedakah to Reimeim Goy, that the charity of Klal Yisrael lifts up all of us as a nation. And the Pasuk there can, V'chesed Le'umim Chatos. Shlomo HaMelech says the chesed done by other nations is actually a chet. Because it's not done altruistically. Because in too many instances, it's with self-interest, or worse, self-promotion, for which reason certain people, and not just people, but national efforts. There are individuals who are chasdei, you know, chasidei umazoilim. They do chesed, they are called chasidei umazoilim. But when a whole national entity embarks on its project of chesed, ki chesed lo minchatos, quote from the Pasuk, and he explains, the Gemara says, Chazal say, Hakol ligramayu avdi. What they're doing is really for their own advancement. And so there are projects that we see today, are projects of various superpowers, and they are ostensibly to bring help and advance, let's say, third world nations, but what they really want to do is expand their own sphere of influence. And 100+ years ago, it was what we would call colonialism. And it was not done so that we can bring civilization and so that we can bring advanced technological means of a better life to them so much as it was done so that the Western powers should expand their power. That's literally what Chazal understood. And we've seen it again and again and again throughout history. But on the other hand, Klal Yisrael, especially when here, this is not just, you know, an individual tzedakah. This is national. Everybody, half a shekel. Everybody. So it's a national tzedakah. And it's a tzedakah that's meant to show devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the karbanos of which we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's done with a tremendous nedivus halev, and it's done altruistically. He says, because Uvnei Yisrael heim muchanim litzedakah. Ha muchanim litzedakah. They're the ones made ready, meaning they are primed for giving tzedakah. Kamesha Kosov, as we say, every Erev Shabbos in Kabbalah Shabbos. Mishpatu tzedakah b'yakov atos. How we judge and adjudicate the laws that you think, well, man can make up laws, right? Man could decide what's just and what to do when someone perpetrates an injustice, and man can decide, you know, what's fair in practices of employer-employee. What's fair when somebody's ox gores someone or someone else's ox? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us the divine, perfect law, and we are not interested in struggling with what we think would be just. All we want is for Hashem to tell us. And He did. U'mishpatim ba'al yida'um. La'yastachem l'chol goy. U'mishpatim ba'al yida'um. But only us. And the same thing in the case of Tzedakah. Mishpur Tzedakah b'yakov ha'to'osis. We don't have concepts of right and wrong, or of charity and kindness on our own. We totally, totally submit to whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is right, wrong, charitable, kind, all in accordance with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us.
Okay, how is it altruistic cultures?
Everyone has to. Right, so because it is meant, as we're going to see, it's meant to train us and to cause each of us to bring out what inherently is within us. Every Yid has the desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, and to do so together with us all in unison through the Karbanos. Not only is it just a token, but that half shekel is a manifestation of the edge, if you will say, you know, the revelation of the much larger Nedivas Halev within. It's just a little expression of and a reflection of the really great desire that we all have and share. Remember, if one person's half shekel doesn't hurt him at all, but he's giving it with the most holy, holy intentions, and at the same time, a simple Jew, a very simple Yid, who doesn't understand, he's not learned, he just knows, he's told, he has to give a half shekel. But now his half shekel joins with and is a part of this great whole effort on the part of all of Klal Yisrael. So now his half shekel is imbued with the value and the sense of devotion of the tzaddikim who are also giving a half shekel, because it's a shared effort. So each person's half shekel is uplifted.
Do you not say that a person can afford more than a shekel, well more than a shekel, is altruistic to hold himself back and not stand out?
Also true. Also, it's humbling of that person, right? Asher lo yarba, because he has to think about quality, not quantity.
Sensitivity to the poor.
He has to have sensitivity to the poor, and more so, he has to sense with what feeling am I giving my half shekel. A half shekel that's given with verve and excitement and love, whether the person can afford it or not, but if he's given with, wow, look what Hashem has asked that I can provide, and I'm doing this, and it's a reflection of the tremendous devotion in that person's being, that's greater than thousands and thousands of dollars.
Now, where do we see this enthusiasm from Torah?
We'll get to it. It's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking. You'll see in a second. Let's continue. So, in answer to the question, what has he said? He said a fantastic idea. He says, there's tzedakah and there's tzedakah. There's the way the Jewish people give and how we give and what we give. And then there's also the nice efforts of other nations and other people who also give charitable. It's embarrassing. You remember, you know, how certain presidents of the United States, after their tax returns were made public, you know, I don't want to mention names, but, you know, there was certain, because I have nothing against them, and some of them were actually good friends of ours. But, you know, but it showed how much tzedakah, how much charity they gave. It was, you know, please, forget about Meiser. How about, you know, Echad Nebeya? How about Echad Be'elef? Talking about pittance. Yeah? Okay. And they're not ashamed of it. But even the national efforts sometimes are really the gramayu. They're just doing it for self-advancement and for the power and spreading the power and the sense of how much influence and sphere of influence of the country is that much greater because you have these projects all over the world. But we bnei Yisrael, we mukhanim litzdakah. Mishpur tzdakah b'yakov ato asiso. So now here's the answer. Lachem nisbarer ta'aruvas ha'kilayim al yidei hashkolim. The whole big world has all kinds of tzedakahs. My tzedakah, your tzedakah, this nation's tzedakah, China's tzedakah, Russia, this and Ukraine, every United States, right? France, everybody has charitable efforts. Everything. But which ones are real? So the hodgepodge of all of the tzedakahs is kilayim. You know what the word kelaim comes from? You know what the sherish of the word kelaim is? Kele. What's a bet hakele? Something locked in, a prison. It's a bet hakele. Chaf lamed aleph. Kelaim means something that's together, but they really shouldn't be. So, what you are mashmi'in al ashkolim is together with kelaim, meaning that we are announcing that Am Yisrael should show its devotion, because when it does, it separates and distinguishes itself. We separate and distinguish ourselves and the attitude of our tzedakah, the passion with which and the altruism with which we give it. We now separate ourselves from all of the other nations who also do charitable national efforts. But Mashmi'in al Ashkolim, because when you, Am Yisrael, are going to do it, it's a whole different, it's on a different level. And we teach it to other people too. We teach it to amongst ourselves in New York and Boston. There are numerous expert physicians, thank God, who do fantastic work. And the Rebbes, the holy Rebbes go and are served by them and served well. And, you know, and if they do or don't, compensate. But we know what they do bring. They bring other Rebbes to come. Right? So they call up and say, I have a patient for the doctor. And the doctor realizes, no, it might be another paying customer, if you will. In what form? In Olam Haba, you're going to be paid. Ultimately, it works because between me and you, obviously the Chassidim and people were here, oh, they've never went to such and such a physician, such and such an expert, they follow suit. But initially, what happens is the Rebbe or other Tzaddikim go, and then they send others who also need to be helped. But that's fine. Showing is, that's what we're here for. We're here to do chesed. We're here to help each other. And they're shameless about it because that's right. Of course, if someone I recommend can't afford, that doesn't mean you, Dr. So-and-so, won't help. Because we are teaching the world about altruistic kindness, the value of a life, the value of helping someone regain his or her health. It's priceless. But we do it with such love. We do it with just passion. So, we do it uniquely our way, and that's what's kelaim. If we're just together with them, then the separation made by Shlema Melech, that tzedakah terem in goy, while the chesed u'min chatos, that has to be made clear. That's why the mashmi'in is of shkolim and kelaim. That's the remez, says the sasas. Let's continue. V'loy l'chinam b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu nidvas b'nei Yisrael. V'loy l'chinam, meaning, you know, you're going to say, but is it such a big deal? Or, on the other hand, can we reach the lofty level of righteous devotion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking for? Meaning, v'lo l'chinam, meaning, like, is it possible for us to attain that high level and standard of devotion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu here says we are capable of reaching? Yes. K'ma Shapiris Rashi, Nedava means Ratzon Toiv. V'yodea Hashem Yisbarach Ratzon Amoy B'nei Yisrael Eilov. Hashem knows that deep inside each of us, we are ready to give everything up to Hashem. We want anything and everything for His glory's sake. We are ready to be mevatel ourselves in the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh. Chalila, it's called for. Kilo'olam nimtza zois hanedivus b'vnei Yisrael. Yes, it's always there. And now, beginning Adar, we're going to manifest. We're going to show it. Not with a huge amount of money, but we're going to do it together. And we're going to do it with excitement, and we're going to do it with devotion, with passion. Al kol pshoyim tchasa ahava. Again, from Mishlei. What does that mean? It means that, yeah, we do chatam, we're not perfect. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and we love Him. And when people love each other, they forgive each other. You know, if someone has your grandchild comes to your house, and he's got a little, does a little damage, you know, he dirties the floor, you know, and whatever. Mainly when your children do it, you might get a little upset. But your grandchild comes to the house and makes a mess. You say, what do? You get angry? No, it's okay, I'll clean it up, it's okay. It really is, because I'll call pshoyim t'chasa av. It's all okay. I mean, we've all seen it with someone who you love. You're engaged to a caller, you know, and by accident she steps on your foot, or she forgot something, you know, that, you know, whatever. Are you going to take her to task? Or are you going to say, it's okay. Because ahava covers up. We do chet. Ahava covers it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and so He does back. But how do we respond to that? So he continues. He says, just as that love is very powerful, so much so that with all of our chatoim, nevertheless, we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in which he loves us. Kein b'koyach ish ha-Yisraeli l'oylam l'oyrer nekudas tshuka v'ratzan elav Yisbaruch. We are able to awaken and stir up tremendous desire for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, thinking about him, wanting for him, for his glory's sake. Now when we, in our Zman Hazeh, when we give Machzis HaShekel, it's at a time when we don't have a base in Mikdash. So when we give a Machzis HaShekel, and we think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to give the real Machzis HaShekel Amir Tzashem. Soon. Because we want to come to your base in Mikdash and worship you there. And be all of us together with you, the Shekhinah returned and restored to its glory. So this, take this. This is garnish, this what I'm giving this year. Because or maybe this year also, who knows, maybe by the time Pesach comes, we'll all be in Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh, for the Hakrovas HaPesach. But that's the sense with which the Machzis HaShekel is given, with this tremendous tshuka and ratzon, with this drawn, you know, sense of being drawn to HaKadosh Baruch. U'kishim mevaradin zayis l'mata b'leiv came misayir ha'ava l'malo. Now, when that's how we feel about him, so it's kimayim panim el panim. If we give the Machzis HaShekel with that excitement, with thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I give, what I want so much to be a part of. This is how much I want you to be able to, once again, there should be a Beis HaMikdash, there should be Karbonos. We should come to serve you. I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? He loves us in return. What's the pshat that when Gemara says that our shkolim came first, so, right, famously, Haman, right? Also, he said, you know, Asaras Alofim, Kika Kesef, Esh Shkol, Al Yidei Oisei Hamalocha. But no, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm sorry, they came first. What does that mean? It means that because it was Ador, and in Ador, many Yisrael say, I have to prepare to come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I have to prepare to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. And we were yet then, at that time, there was no Beis HaMikdash. It was Mashmi in Al Shkol. But we gave them Machzis HaShekel, and had given it that year, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before, showing and manifesting so much love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Haman, think that a couple of shekel are going to get this done for you? I don't think so. Not with my Klal Yisrael, who've shown so much devotion with their shkolim to me first, before you. Now he says a fascinating thing. Everybody knows there are three things that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskashi. He wasn't sure. What does it mean? What does it look like? And how does it work? And by the way, the Rebbe is his name. Moshe. Menorah, Shekel, HaChodesh. Those are the three things. What does it mean Moshe didn't know? Well, what's the Machzis HaShekel? Machzis HaShekel is the Machzis HaShekel. What's the Kasha? What did he not understand? He didn't understand after the Chet HaEgel, just by giving a half a shekel, that's going to solve the problem. Right? And look at the words that Kodesh Baruch Hu uses. Right? L'chaper al nafshoy seichem. I mean, what? A half a shekel? How's that going to work? How can we attain what we had before the Chet HaEgel, Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Kodesh Baruch Hu shows him, you know what it is? You know what it is? Let me show you. So what does that mean? It means, of course, that now, if you have that kind of passion with which you give it to something else. Look at what the Sasana says. Perish. Just like my half shekel in heaven, in Shemayim, is full of, burning with, Ahavas Hashem Yisbarach Lanu. What does it mean Hashem show him his half shekel? What is that? You know what that half shekel is? That half shekel is, let me show you what I want to give you. Let me show you what you mean to me. He took that half shekel out from Mitachs Kisei HaKavod and he shows it to Moshe Rabbeinu because that's Ahavas Hashem Lanu. Ein Nifsak. It's love that is never, never, even temporarily suspended. It never ends. It's never suspended. K'mashikosov, Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu L'chavois Ha'ava U'naharos Lo Yishtefua. No water will extinguish this passionate love Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. Well, if you think about how much He loves us, M'mele Yesh L'das Mizeh She'Bekoch B'nei Yisrael L'mata L'Oir Machzis Shekel Shalahem. Listen to what the Sfasemis is saying. Everybody asks, well, what's a half shekel? Where's the other half? He's saying the half shekel is Hashem's up in Shemayim. That's His love for us. and it's so burning bright and strong, and he's telling you, my kindleh, I love you this much. And we are supposed to say, ah, and we love you that much too. The other half of the shekel comes from and makes one whole shekel. The machtzis ha-shekel in Shemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, it's only a machtzis. Where's the other half? The other half is our machtzis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I have such passionate, such hislav, such burning love for you. If you appreciate it, won't you be able to also conjure up that kind of love for me? Ah, that's the answer. You want to know, how is it possible with a machtzis ha-shekel to do so much and the chaper al nafshei seichem? Because I love you so much. And look with what power I love you. Look at the flaming love in my machtzis ha-shekel. And our machtzis ha-shekel, therefore, is inspired in love for Hashem by his machtzis ha-shekel for us. And then, in Tafresh Mem Dalid, he says something along these lines, but with a little knetch. And then we'll conclude. You know, the Rav Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha explains that every neshama, all of us, everybody knows that our neshamas came from the other world. What does that mean? That the whole neshama is a neshama, a substance with an empirical measure? It's so big and so wide and so tall. And no, a neshama is something that's not substantial, you can touch. And therefore, every neshama has only a part of which comes into a guf. The rest of the neshama is still with HaKadosh Baruch. The rest of the neshama is still in Shemayim Imah. Only that part of the extension of the neshama, Rav Chaim Vital says, an extension of every neshama is set down into a guf, into a body here on earth. So therefore, each of us has a unique connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because where we come from, literally, is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it is still there, so to speak. Let's look at, really it's almost halfway down the paragraph of Tafresh Mem Dalet, Uksiv, the beginning of the line. Uksiv, Matzis HaShakel, V'omru Chazal, Matveya Shal Eish Heroloi. He showed him a coin of fire. V'omar, Kuzei Yitnu. This is what you should give. Hainu, Sheyesh Livnei Yisrael, Chelik Bashamayim, V'chelik Hanitin Lehem Ba'olam Hazeh. Everybody has an aspect that is really still in Shemayim. We have a chelik, so to speak, a part of us that's still there. Utsrichin lehisdamos, we need to look like, we need to match up with, ulhistabik, and connect to the chelik ha'elyon. And that means that when we give a machzis ha-shekel, there's another machzis ha-shekel, we just talked about it, it's a kadosh baruch hu's, but you know what? It's really also ours. In other words, that there's an aspect of every holy nisham of every yid that's still with Hashem Yisbarach, that's perfect, that hasn't done the chatoim that we've done with our goofing. And by giving the machzis ha-shekel here, we're supposed to be creating of ourselves better people, more beautiful people, with the shine, with the glens, with the shine of the way our neshama looks in Shemayim. And then he goes on and says, quoting from this week's parsha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the bris with Klal Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu took from the karbonis the blood. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, Vayasim ha'agamos, they were put in bowls. And then some of the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and some toward B'nai Yisrael. That's a bris, right? Bris, Mizbeach on Hashem's side, bris, the blood sprinkled toward us on our side. But what that's a remez to, says this Tzemach, is that we are supposed to connect to Shemayim. The fact that it's one dam, one bowl of dam, and again, use of the word agonos. In Shir HaShirim, the pasuk says, Shorereich agam Hasahar. And Shorech Hagan Hasahar, the Gemara says, it's talking about the Sanhedrin, and they sat in a semicircle. Why did they sit in a semicircle? Ostensibly so they could see each other. But we also know that they sat in a semicircle because they're only half of the Zakenim. The other half of the Zakenim are in Shemayim. Half of the wisdom of Torah is the Zakenim in the Sanhedrin. But there's also Bezdin Shalmala. The other half is Shemayim. So that's the idea of Agan Hasahar. Says the Sfasemis, when it says in our Pasuk in Mishpatim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in a bris with us through the dam in the agonos. And agon means a bowl. It's a semicircle. It's a remez to the fact that there's our half here and we're supposed to be connecting to and making the one unitary bind with the other half in Shemayim. And the machzis ha-shekel is a means of doing that. It's a means of having the half of us that's here, that's in this earthly situation, reach up glowingly and lovingly and longingly to our better half, so to speak, that's represented in Shema. And that's how the two halves of the shekel come. Thank you very much, Mr. Clark. Thank you for coming.